is there something that they've missed there in that the thing that's on all their phones, which we all hear whenever you hear an iPhone ringing, is not particularly distinctly Apple, far less so than their startup chime on a computer or the Windows startup chime. I just wondered whether you thought about that sort of the aspect of branding that hasn't really happened maybe as much as it could have done, and maybe that's a good thing, but your proposal is actually more, in a way, more dictatorial than what's actually happened within the industry itself.
Well, I mean, Apple take a very different approach than Android. Mm. So with an Android phone, it's very easy to, you can just download a ringtone and stick it straight in as, you know, you can download it into your phone and assign it straight away as a ringtone. Mm. Apple, for whatever reasons, like you said, make this very difficult. You have to go through a right rigmarole to get, you know, to download a sound of your own choosing and then assign it as a ringtone. You can do it, but it's a performance. Whereas on an iPhone, if you go into the iTunes store, buy a ringtone, it's installed straight away into your list of ringtones. Mm. So I'd say one reason is totally commercial. You know, like, whereas Android has this open sourcey thing about it, the iOS is completely proprietary and they're controlling their commercial interests.
I was just intrigued that the sound itself that they make, that most people seem to leave because it functions quite well as a ringer, doesn't immediately make you think Apple in the way that their startup chime does, or in the way which some of the rest of their sound design does.
Well, I know when an iPhone rings because they always have, because you learn what they are, but I agree they're not the most original sounds, but they do function very well as alert sounds. And I mean, that's something I'd learned through making collecting ringtones for Mobile Symphonia, is it's actually quite hard. Lots of things you'd like to include, you can't, because they just don't work. Yeah. They don't work through the speaker of a phone. They don't, and it's not even to do with volume, it's to do with, certain frequencies and harmonic content and so on. Yeah. But I think generally, it's something that's been missed. I think you see it all over the place. So you go into supermarkets where they have these self-checkout things. All the voices are the same. Mm. If each voice was just pitched
ever so slightly
differently,